Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
This is the FCB Podcast Network.
Happy anniversary to the Jeff Brown Show. 5 years, y'all. And we still here. We still hot on the mic and we still doing what we do. This is the show that make you laugh and think. So I love it. I love it. Got to introduce the show, the team that makes it happen with me, the fam. You already know the lovely side of the show. We call her the smile. None other than Coca. Browns.
Hey, everybody. How you doing? Hope you had a great Valentine's Day. And if you didn't, love on yourself. Hope you spent some money.
Love on yourself. Is that like love on yourself? Like,
don't go there. Don't go there.
Okay. You said ass.
We are so trying to keep this PG-13, but you know. Right?
Hey, they say it's healthy for you.
You know what? You know, I'm sure you would know. So how's that going with that blindness? You know, they say you do it a lot, you go blind. So
hey,
how you been doing all right? You been learning your braille and everything?
Hey, guess what? I'm feeling pretty good. I can see.
Oh my God.
It's enhanced my vision pretty good. I can see pretty good.
Oh, and how about those hairy palms? Did you get that handled? You know, did you get that?
No hairy palms, nothing like that.
Did you get that nail I sent you?
Oh my goodness.
I don't know about that package. But anyway, we got the hat on, my man Darvio. What's good?
You still don't know how to act.
Still. Yeah, the hat. Yep, I didn't call you Reverend Durong. It's a special occasion, man.
Oh, wow. Well,
you know, most church anniversaries, man, they raise a lot of money. So, hey, you go to a church, man, anniversary, bruh, man, we'll pull out the pocketbook. It's going down.
Get the like money three out. Offerings.
Man, it's like, right now, bro, you can give like 6 offerings because everything virtual. You got Givelify, you got Cash App, you got Zelle. You know, every church got all different ways of giving out, man. Especially with, you know, since COVID, you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah, so, they do say Cash App. Bro.
Yeah, they Cash App, Zelle, Givelify. You know what I'm saying? Give me more. You know what I'm saying?
You ain't seen these churches taking Cash App?
Oh, man. They got Cash App. They got Zelle. They got... Yeah. Givelify, they got, yeah.
Oh, I went to a church, they take Apple Pay.
Yeah, oh. Apple Pay. Yeah.
They walking around with a little machine, you can just tap your phone on it and donate.
ATM machines in the church now?
I got fancy. What happened to good old throwing some change in a tin pan? You know, now everybody, you know, like, you people could know if you was broke or not.
Them churches don't exist no more.
No, now just swipe your card, sugar. How much you doing, baby?
Move with the time.
I ain't gonna lie, my tithes come out monthly. Like I don't even. I just know every month my tithes go out.
I know your church love you.
They do. They call me you every month.
I know you got a name on your. Do they got a name on one of the pews with you? On
I got a. Honey, I got a whole room in the children's center named after me.
You got a parking. You got your own parking space too.
I got a whole room named after.
Me. That's dope. Okay.
If you gotta do it, yeah.
Yeah, they love you.
And if your child get out of hand, we will whoop them in the name of Jesus.
In the Coco Brown room.
In the Coco Brown room. They will be chastised as if.
Yep. The Coco Brown children's kiss. Yep. As a baby school with my room.
Wow. When they gave you that room, what did you say? What did you think when they said, hey, you know, Coco, we appreciate your support and your love, and we want to dedicate this room to you.
I thought it was beautiful. You know, I thought it was absolutely beautiful and wonderful. And like I said, it wasn't on no pretentious celebrity stuff because I've gone from California now almost 8 years, and that church, my church family calls and checks on me and my son almost twice a month.
That's good.
And
that's
I have been in almost 8 years, and they still call me twice a month to check on me and my child. So that's love. You know what I mean?
Big shout out to the church for doing God's work. You hear about this, Reverend Durone? You got to check on your members, bro. Reverend Durone,
you the deacon. So you're the deacon at Durone Church.
I count the money, brother. That's all I do. I ain't talking to the members, man. Members can be a little messy. So, you know, I leave that to the pastor. So go ahead, brother. Well, listen, man, you know, as we kick off this 5-year celebration, I want to talk about the recap of Rihanna and that mega performance, Super Bowl. I mean, Rihanna is just a beautiful woman, like just cold,
and how
she revealed that she was pregnant with her second baby. Oh my God! Like ASAP Rocky, please don't mess this up.
ASAP Rocky is securing the bag. He's gonna keep her pregnant.
Oh my God! I salute him.
He's gonna be the greatest Mr. Mom, and he in every album
Mr. Mom.
Like you hear a little baby in the back crying, ooh nah nah, ooh nah nah.
Yeah, Mr. Mom.
I'm telling you, I am at secure the bag.
You know, I was looking at her perform pregnant, and she could do no wrong.
No. It's like utmost respect. Y'all better put some respect on us mothers' names, because I'm gonna tell you something. I realized she was pregnant she's pregnant, and that's all right to give her all. And I said, and as a woman, as a mother who worked up until her 8th month of pregnancy, I was slinging jokes and working on Tyler Perry's For Better or Worse up until my 8 and a half month. I was 8 months and 2 damn weeks when my water broke. Okay, and I was still the day before on set. Let me tell you something. Y'all put some respect on us women's names, because we are beasts, honey. And she was up there giving you a full show, honey, and all of her pregnant glamour wonderfulness. And you up here got the nerve to be hating. Man, y'all can't even pass a kidney stone, and you got the nerve to talk about a woman. If you don't get out my face, shut it up.
Well, listen, I ain't got nothing to do with them kidney stone, but what I will say about this, that woman put on a phenomenal show, and she's like ageless. Like, I don't know what she's doing or how she's doing
it. It's all love, honey. Peace. Not letting the people get to you, man. That woman's got peace written all over her.
Oh man, it was just I think what even made it sweeter was that she's the first woman to perform pregnant at the biggest stage in the world. The NFL Super Bowl is the biggest stage in the world, and for her, you just gotta salute the girl. I mean, you gotta salute her, and you salute her because you watched the journey. If you're a fan, you've been able to watch how she's evolved from the first time she hit the scene. And I'm telling you,
when she first came out, Queen. They were trying to say she was a Beyonce wannabe.
Oh, man.
Voice. And that girl's cut on her own lane. I have a whole bunch of Savage Fenty in my closet and my drawers right now, honey, because I love her brand. Yeah. Her bras are incredible. I don't know about y'all, but her bras are incredible. Like, they're beautiful, and they fit right, and they last. You don't wash them one time and a wire is sticking out. No, honey, your bras last. Yeah. Love her.
She ain't got no Fruit of the Loom bras out there for y'all.
No, honey, her bra superior, honey. And she make them for us big, you know, she make them for us big Chi Chi girls too. I'm like, thank you, honey, for the triple D's. We appreciate you, Rihanna.
Wow. I just think, you know, just like I said, big shout out to her and what she's doing and the whole situation, you know, as far as her success is concerned. And she's a billionaire. Ain't nobody talk about that. But, you know, we talk about, a billionaire. Even
bothered by anything y'all say.
I mean, like a really? Billionaire. Nobody even talking about that part of it. But, like, she's a billionaire, a bona fide
billionaire. A whole billionaire.
But she came out with that quietly. They can't, didn't nobody see that coming when they made that announcement about a year or so ago. She was a billionaire. Everybody was like, damn, really? But mm-hmm. I mean, she's been doing her thing. So big shout out to Rihanna and, you know, and Jay-Z and Roc Nation and for, you know, making that collaboration and with the NFL to continue to make sure that our culture is seen on big stages. So big shout out to Jay-Z for making that happen. Also, too, I want to get into Fletcher Cox, who plays for the Philadelphia Eagles. There's a meme going around with the outfit he had on, look like a church mother's. Suit man. Outfit with the man
he
had
he lost a bet, and there's no you can't tell me no different. No grown man in his right mind is wearing the church mother's outfit on the field at Super Bowl. He lost a bet. Something happened.
No, I don't think he lost no bet. I think that brother walked out. I think that brother felt his fly and said, I'm about to put on this blouse today. And with this suit, because we about to win, and he went to the Super Bowl and he walked out without that Lombardi trophy, but he still had his blouse. So with that said, fellas,
blouses game, yes,
blouses and suits don't go together, brothers. Just want to let y'all know. You know what I'm saying? If you just need a fashion tip, they just don't go together. So just want to let you guys know.
Cam Newton.
Did you say Cam Neuter?
Cam Newton.
Cam Neuter?
The Lord.
Cam Neuter? That Neuter? Cam Neuter?
He started, you know, the metrosexual NFL player movement. Where they're coming in there wearing our clothes, we have to hide. Sisters, you must hide your blouses, hide your rings, hide your shoes. You know, and a lot of these dudes are taking it, but you got to be a certain type of dude that can pull that off and it just not scream that, you know, I like Skittles and rainbows.
On that note, Skittles and rainbows. I guess they'll be right back after this commercial break.
These days, it seems like everybody's talking, but no one is actually listening to the things they're saying. Critical thinking isn't dead, but it's definitely low on oxygen. Join me, Kira Davis, on Just Listen to Yourself every week as we reason through issues big and small, critique our own ideas, and learn to draw our talking points all the way out to their logical conclusions. Subscribe to Just Listen to Yourself with Kira Davis and FCB Radio Podcast on Apple, on Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry, we were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. ChumbaCasino.com has over 100 casino style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
This is the Jeff Brown Show.
What's going on? What's going on? We back. We back. Listen, man, I love our commercial breaks because it's always the conversations during the commercial break that keeps me laughing. But we got a special guest as we continue to celebrate 5 years of the Jeff Brown Show. One of our, what I can say, not just a co-host, but she's our family, is with us. She did the show with me for about almost 3 years, just about. And just really came on and blossomed and just really helped the show evolve. And that is the favorite relationship corner lady herself, Miss Sassy, with all of the sass and all of the relationship tea.
What's up, y'all?
What's
good, man? I just want to tell y'all, congratulations. Jeffrey, I am so proud of you. And I know that God is going to continue to use you and give you exactly what your heart desires and what he has for you. Darvio, oh my Lord, I think that you are absolutely amazing. And I wish that you guys have 5 plus more years. Coco, you did nothing but shine like a star, like you always do. You did nothing but make Jeffrey and Darvio look even better than what they are. So I'm just so proud of y'all and tell y'all absolutely, absolutely many, many more. I enjoyed the time that I had and I miss you guys so much, but I really, truly just want to say congratulations to all three of y'all.
Well, we appreciate you. We appreciate you. Go ahead, Coco. Go ahead.
That's you. You set the bar, sis. Thank you so much for letting me feel walk in your shoes.
Thank you so much. I always go by what you said. I will never forget when I first met you that we all talked about that things what we doing and growing. And one thing I remember you said, Coco, is that we all have a seat at the table. So I appreciate that.
Amen.
Wow, that was a problem. I remember that show. Oh, you had just got your... That's right, Coco. You had just was awarded the Star of Fame at Tyler Perry Studio.
Uh-huh. Yep.
Amazing. Yeah, that was dope. Hey, so Sassy, you know, talk a little bit about, you know, your experience being on the show with me, you know, outside of, you know, that tremendous statement that, you know, Coco made. You know, what did you take from the show? And just, you know, just being a part of it.
I'll be very brief, but me coming into this, like, not knowledgeable to anything at all, I took away from the fact that you can do something that you have in your heart and not even know that you'll grow and blossom as well. And on top of that, Darvio and Jeffrey was always so encouraging to me. We laughed and joked and played, but I appreciate that you guys pushed me to the limits that I didn't think I could. Not only that, just getting the following and getting myself out there, just being known, and then people invited me to do things. And I believe that had a lot to do with, you know, the show and just getting out there and being known. So I thank y'all so much. So if anybody's listening, you can do whatever you put your mind to, even if you're afraid of it, just do it. Get the right people behind you and you can win. Absolutely. And I always say there's no I in team, but it's an I in win. And you guys made sure that I won with or without y'all. So thank you so much.
Love it. Yes.
Yeah. Who was your favorite guest on the show outside of Coco Brown?
I was going to say Coco, but because I don't think I laughed that hard in my life. She was, oh my God. I was just like, you know what? She can't do this to me. I can't stop laughing. And then Darvio over there looking, because this is when we were in the studio. If I had to pick a favorite guest, oh my God. I want to say it was Farrah Gray, I believe.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yep. We share the same name.
Yep. Yep,
yeah,
that's my favorite.
Wow. He gave a powerful, powerful interview. Powerful interview. Yeah. You're right. He has a hell of a story. And man, that's just dope. That's just amazing. Well, listen, Sassy, we're gonna take a quick break. You're gonna stay with us one more segment or however long you want to stay on the show. And we're gonna come right back. Make sure you guys go subscribe right now, iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to your whoever you listen to this, your favorite podcast on your favorite listening device. We'll be right back with more of the Jeff Brown Show.
This is the Jeff Brown Show.
And we're back and we're back and we're back. Talking 5 years and just reflecting. And we've got the lovely Sassy, Miss Sassy, hanging out with us, our special guest today, who's she's a part of our family. And she can know she's welcome to stop by anytime to come hang out with us. But 5 years and counting. And Darvio, I know you wanted to talk to Sassy and just maybe shoot a question to her, you know, just kind of get some feedback, right?
Yeah, well, we can't let her go without talking about the thing that she was most known for, which was the relationship corner.
Absolutely.
Got to.
So,
got
to. Some of the wildest ones.
Outside of, I was going to say, I do appreciate and all the listeners that sent me DMs, text messages, and as Darvio had titled it, Tell All Their Business. But my favorite one was the baby shower incident. I don't know if you guys ever remember that one.
I would love to get Coco's view on this too. Recap.
Yes. So the baby shower incident, Coco, was there was a young lady, and if I can remember it, she was dating a guy for a couple of years or whatever. And she had been dating him, and she worked with a young lady that she had got really close with. She invited her to her baby shower, and she was driving there, but whatever happened, she got lost, or the GPS wasn't working. She called the lady and said, I'm lost. She said, I'm going to send my fiance out to get you. And the fiance was the guy that she was dating.
Fix it, Lord.
Yeah.
So that was absolutely one of my favorites, but I would love to know your input on that.
Damn.
Yeah, no.
Because she was asking, what should she do, right?
Yeah.
What did she do?
Yeah.
We took a trip. I said, ooh, let's take a ride real quick. Oh, baby, if it's you, oh, let me find out. It's your fiance. Oh, okay. Take a ride. Take a ride with me. And he'd have still been missing.
Yeah, well, I said that I would tear the whole baby shower up. It's going down.
No, I wouldn't even do that. The baby ain't got nothing to do with it. The baby mama didn't know. Me and him.
And I'm gonna pinch the baby.
And I said, baby, let's throw one in the air, baby, and talk about this, you know. And
wait. Somebody said they would what to the baby?
I'm gonna pinch the baby.
Sassy when said she would pinch the baby.
What the baby?
My God. What the baby got to do
I wouldn't
with it?
Do that. Y'all know I know children. I believe children are innocent. They don't ask to be here, and they don't choose their parents. So I'm just joking.
Understood.
That's a fact.
But a woman, and it's the dude's fault.
Yep.
Now, unless you're a trifling heifer that knew about you and violated, but half the time, men that lied to him and told him a whole nother story. And him would have took a nice little ride. This happened in Cleveland. Yeah, by the time he woke up, we'd have been in Montana.
Montana? Okay. Why Montana?
Because you can hide bodies there very easily, brother.
Damn. That's why I ain't never been.
Anybody going to Montana to look for you, brother? Anybody going to Montana to look for you?
Hey, no, hey, that's why I ain't never been to Montana. I have no desire to go to Montana, Idaho, some other places. Yeah, I ain't got no, I'm cool.
Just think about it. Any state that has a populace of less than 3% black people is a safe place to hide a body.
I'm going to Montana this week. What?
This one real quick is really crazy, but the other one that I like is when the young lady said that she was with a guy for X amount of years, but she had been cheating on him. And the guy that she was cheating on him with went and got a blood test and found that he was HIV positive. She went and took a test and found out that she was not positive, but the doctor had told her it can take some period of time, and she said, should she tell her dude to be tested? That was another one of my favorites.
Yeah, that was the girl out of Vegas or something, right?
Yeah.
Wasn't that the girl out of Las Vegas? Yeah.
Yep, I believe so.
Your thoughts, Ms. Brown?
I hope she had a good life insurance policy, because when she was going she gonna tell him, she it's going to be some slow singing and flower brand.
Listen.
It would be better for her to just go ahead and move to another country and change her name, because the minute you tell that man, and not only have you violated, but you have violated and done it recklessly. And now you've bought a disease and will be stuck with for the rest of my life that can alter my quality of life. No, there's no guarantee you're going to still be breathing later. I don't know.
Right.
That is better, so true.
She'd have been better. You know, she just should have went to Montana and, you know, joined a nice Mormon cult and just changed her name. And yeah,
I'm thinking that
that was a suicide bomber mission for her to tell him.
Yeah.
You know what's interesting about this? That imagine if her dude was cheating. Yeah. She cheating on him and he cheating on her. So he passed that off to the other people.
Exactly.
That's
exactly
how that works.
That's
why you gotta put on two condoms
nowadays.
Feel me?
you would know, Jeffrey.
Right. But hey, before the end of this segment, I was surprised that Sassy didn't bring up this one that will never forget. What? It was the young lady who was cheating on her, I believe it was boyfriend. I can't remember if it was boyfriend or husband. Cheating on her man with her man's mama.
Oh my God, I forgot about that one.
Oh man, we didn't have
some. And then not only that, don't forget, she wanted to stop and the mama was blackmailing her.
Threatening
to tell her son.
Yeah, you're right. Wow, we had some.
And she asked us, what should she do? Miss Brown, your thoughts.
You know, I would cut camera on, but I don't have no hair on right now. But we shared my face. I just need y'all to see my face because I'm so disturbed in my spirit. I'm just going to show my face right now.
Oh.
Okay.
So Coco, I'm asking you a question. should she have just kept on sleeping with the mother?
above my pay grade.
Sassy's
relationship corners were very entertaining, but they made me lose faith in humanity every week.
How do you even answer crap like this? Like, what goes through your mind that you and his mama? I understand loving a man that you want to crawl in his skin, but to crawl back in his mama, that's just no.
Mama had that work for her. Mama
all turned out. Mama, she don't even care about her son's feelings.
Mama, like, that's my son. He gonna listen to me. Like,
stuff, you know. She's like,
can you imagine what Thanksgiving was like?
Oh my God.
Christmas, birthday, church.
Mm-mm.
You sit next to me today in church.
It was this man's mama. His mama.
Hey, how you doing, Ma?
Yeah.
Too much. I'm looking like Monique and Precious right now. I'm just like,
I don't know how much time you got, but what about the incident? Oh, sorry, where she was dating, the young lady was dating the man for like 2 or 3 years, and he had told her that he was incarcerated because he killed his last girlfriend, and she was, should she stay in a relationship or not? Do y'all remember that one?
Right, she was trying to decide, not only should she stay in a relationship, but should she go to the police, because it was, they didn't, you know. Right, because
he got away with it, didn't he?
Didn't he get away with it or something?
Yeah, he did.
He got away with it. Yeah, yep. So he felt like, you're right, she felt, you know, he didn't want to live that secret alone without letting her know, because he really cared about her.
Yep.
Right. Yeah, that's what happened of Coco. Mm-mm. Man killed his ex-woman, got away with it, nobody knew, and he fell in love with this woman, and he told her the truth. And so she was scared, like, should she go to the police? Should she leave? Is he going to kill her? You know what I'm saying? So
she has now become, and she just needs to go ahead and accept that. Like, what the hell?
Yeah, that
people. I'm with you, Darvio. You know, Mars is looking real good to me, right?
I would sit every week and be like, how do people get themselves into this mess? And then they ask us, well, what should I do?
Well, like, they ask me.
The girl and her mother. And she's like, what should I do? I don't know what the hell you should do.
I wouldn't be able to find a scripture you to turn to. And I know my scripture. I can't even find a scripture in the Bible to help you with this. Well,
and that's where I came into play, because they were seeking wisdom from me and how to deal with their situation.
The problem, so that's why, the problem right there. When did your ass become the oracle?
Five years ago.
Morpheus don't look nothing like you.
Hey, 5 years ago.
That was the problem right there, Jeffrey. That was the problem right there.
Yeah, they came to me from the sought wisdom.
Cleveland Neo of Jeff Brown.
That's right. I'm the one.
Jeff, do you remember, and this is a genuine question because I don't remember. Do you remember the advice that you gave that girl?
Which one? I gave
the one that was sleeping with the man's mama.
What did you say?
He always was saying something crazy.
I think I said, you know, she should probably tell. But if it was good, don't say nothing. You know what I'm saying? I think I said something like that.
That sounds like something you said.
Sounds like something he would say.
You're saving the relationship of a mother and a son. You have to sacrifice. You have to.
But you're also doing something you don't want to do. She didn't want to do it anymore.
If that mama was willing to sleep with her son's woman, is that a relationship worth saving anyway?
No, that's twisted. That's sick and twisted. Ilana Van Zandt.
Let me say this to you. I don't know if it's worth saving, but it's worth a shot. You know, I just think that.
Oh my God.
Lord, I just think that, you know, when you talk about these things, you know, you got to look at the overview. You got to look at the bigger picture because you got family reunion.
They all going to hell.
they will go to hell.
The result is hell. H-E hockey stick.
If they don't repent of their sin, if they don't repent.
As Sassy says, H-E hockey stick.
you put three hockey sticks on there?
They go H-E double hockey stick, buddy.
A whole lot of hockey sticks.
But listen, all I can say is
we had no idea what to, like, I don't know what to tell you to do. I never thought that something like that could happen in the real world.
We've heard about the son's woman messing with the dad. We've heard that on a many of, you know, Dr. Phil shows.
Right, we had one of those too, yep.
But the mama?
Yeah.
And my thing is this, if you knew your mama was a little bit of a bull, then you should have left your girl at home.
Well, yeah, mama got game.
If you told your mama like a little sweatshirt, then you might have left your girl at home.
Mama got game.
You know your mama like,
mama knocked this woman. Mama knocked that's all.
Like fish and blackened fish, and you're going to bring fish around your mama thinking she ain't going to eat it.
Mama had a little hot sauce waiting for it. That's all.
Baby.
And some wheat bread. Feel me?
Mama had a whole name, Tukey.
With little coleslaw.
You know what? I don't even know what to say right now.
And some lemonade with that catfish. Feel me?
I blame the son. You knew your mama had cornrows and wore flannel shirts. You knew what your
and Converse.
You gonna bring your woman around her. That's what your ass did.
Yeah. You know your mama. You know your mama carrying that strap?
In both ways.
Yeah. Right.
Lord Jesus, fix it. Fix it, Jesus.
In both back pockets. Yeah.
You know you same barber and you're gonna bring your woman.
Right. Y'all know y'all shop at the same urban store. Same jeans. Y'all buy the same white t-shirt, same white same top. You know this. Y'all buy the same, y'all wear the same size Timberlands. And you gonna bring your woman around. Y'all wear the same size Timberlands, right?
What you say, Coco?
I don't feel no sympathy for you, homeboy, because you should know.
You know your mama was prowling. Yeah.
Right. Know your mama every May go to Pride weekend and you're gonna bring your woman around.
Oh yeah.
got season tickets for it. You feel me?
Oh, God.
She has a lifetime pass, brother. Like
right. Right.
You I don't want nobody to have a lifetime pass to Pride
week. Mr. Olivia. You knew Mr. and your mama was good. What did you think Olivia was?
Hey, I'm just saying, man. I'm just saying, it's a lot. Yeah, you know. So it's fought on all ends. You know, he misjudged his mama. Mama knocked the girlfriend. Girlfriend stuck around with mama. Couldn't take it no more.
He got to fight. Now he got to go get him a shank and take it to the streets to get his woman back. He got to fight his mama on her level. I hope you got a shank on.
Because mama got that nine. She got that nine for him. She got that Nina for him.
Listen,
I brought you into this world. I take you out, and I'm gonna keep your woman. Listen,
no way that we was gonna have Sass back home for the anniversary without talking about it.
I don't need.
Listen, we'll be right back with more. Of the Jeff Brown Show.
I'm so done.
No, he should.
This is the Jeff Brown Show.
Oh, man, that was funny going down memory lane. We back with back. Got the lovely Sassy in the building hanging out with us like old times, man. Shavish.
Okay, I'm going to leave that. Okay, I'm going to leave that.
You okay, Lenard? You still on Lenard? What'd you say, Coco?
It's in the world, honey. Feel like Mahalia Jackson trouble.
Yeah, be like that.
It just amazes me how people can get themselves caught up in so much stuff today.
Yeah.
Well, that's one of those things where they say all things that look good ain't good.
Baby.
Yeah, well, I at the end of the day, his mama was she just had a little bit more game than him. That's all.
That's something Jeffrey would be in that, because if you notice, Darvio, every relationship corner, he'd be like, is she cute? What she look like? So he didn't care.
That was how he determined what the decision making process.
What she look like? Wow. Yeah, man, that has a lot to do with it.
Well, Coco, you hear this?
I mean, that makes sense. You know, Jeffrey's superficial as hell, child.
Yeah.
You know, I'm gonna tell y'all something. You know, and I hope everybody did have a great Valentine's Day celebration. So I posted on my IG the notes. You can post a little note. I said, "Happy Valentine's Day to all the beautiful women." Mm-hmm. And I got some responses from that. And somebody said, well, what about the ugly women? They need love too.
Oh.
And I said, well, ugly women are pretty on the inside. So they're beautiful on the inside. So, I mean.
Right, so we're going to wait till Thanksgiving and cut them open like a turkey. You can see them.
It's beautiful on the inside.
That's for you. Off the turkey so we can see what
beauty. So done.
Somebody told me a long time beauty is in the eye of the beholder, and I just never understood that.
Really?
And,
You ain't never seen a chick with a really unattractive dude and she's really pretty, or you ain't never seen a really unattractive dude with a very unattractive chick, because I can name them.
I just never believed in that statement. I just believe people just like what, you know, they dealing with whatever they dealing with at that moment.
Beauty, right. So what's beautiful to you may not be beautiful to the next person.
Mm-hmm. Now, because everybody in the room know you got an ugly man. You know you got an ugly man. You feel me? You know, it's just what it is. Or you know your woman, ugly. You know what I'm saying?
But some people, they look at the whole
You be looking picture. At like...
He might like, have a beautiful personality.
You be looking at him like...
What?
Yeah. You be looking at him like, damn, how did that happen?
No. I mean, I don't know, Sassy, if you can agree, but we've all, you know, I know I've looked upon my past, and I'm like, wow, I was blind.
Looked upon my past.
Very nice to me. He was very sweet. He was very attentive. Right. He caught me in a whole spot that I went blind. My spirit.
Yeah.
Everybody has had at least one slump buster. If you haven't had at least one slump buster, you lying.
Right.
Let me tell you something. I don't say slump buster. For me, I've had pretty
chicken nuggets.
Pretty big women.
You've had a really attractive mud duck.
I've looked upon my past, and I don't see that type of blemish.
You're not gonna explain the chicken nugget comment, Jeff.
I'll explain it.
Jeff was messing with a chick that Sassy said looked like a chicken nugget.
Sassy is lying. First of all, let me say this. Sassy came into one of the parties, and a friend of mine who's like a sister to me, she's Mm-mm. short, and she was at the party, and she was talking to me up close. Sassy walks in and like, why is this chicken nugget on you? And I said... that's my friend. She's like, no, she like you though, because Sassy be reading the room about who women, you know, that's how she does.
I would tell him Sassy, we be knowing.
And I said, dog, that's my people.
Because she was that's following him. She kept leaning over him. And I just seen the little batter keep falling off every time she trailed Jeffrey. And I'm just like, Jeff, she likes you. She like you, and she looked like a pregnant chicken. Cool.
No.
A pregnant chicken nugget.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Because she had a little stomach, and she was short and light-skinned, and then her hair was like short and blonde. So I'm like, this is a chicken nugget.
Y'all be so hypnotized by these ugly light-skinned women.
I'm not hypnotized because I ain't had nothing to do with it.
I call it the tiny effect.
Yeah, I've never been affected by nothing tiny. Okay, so I don't know what Sassy talking about. I told Sassy, but Sassy ran y'all with it. Yeah, so
they show blind to it. Look like a moon cricket.
Yeah, like I said, I don't know nothing.
Jeff was just trying to get them cookies because he has so many.
Now, let me tell you something. Hold on, wait a minute.
You wanted them cookies, Jeffrey.
No, I did not.
Them nuggets.
You're lying. One thing I would not do on this show, I will always admit when I want something, and you damn sure believe if I wanted it, I would say, yeah, I wanted a piece of that. I wanted to smash that. Yeah, I would say that. But you know damn well, Sassy, you know me a long time, I do not play. If I want it, I'll say it. If I am not interested, I'm not interested. I do not play.
You done hit a nerve,
right?
Yeah, you can't be putting that brown paper out here on me.
Don't put that chicken nugget on my resume.
But see, I'm gonna tell y'all, he can dish it out, but he can't take it because he do me like that all the time.
Because it be true.
No, he does me like that all the time. Oh yeah, so who you was with?
Oh, Tazo? I do.
Oh yeah, so did you sleep with so and so? He gets me like, and I'll be like, Jeffrey, shut your mouth. But look, he can't take it. The chicken nuggets.
Because that's not sex.
She wanted your sweet and sour.
Yeah, but I didn't want. Yeah. most women do want my sweet and sour sauce. You know what I'm saying? That's not that's she's one of many. But what I'm saying is, when I talk to you, I have those to be facts.
That's a lie. It is a lie.
Hey, Sassy be having a few chicken nuggets around her while she playing.
I do.
That's why she laughing. Yeah, she know.
But at least we have a purpose, and we're clear about our chicken nuggets and moon crickets and mud ducks. The assignment, okay? When I was dealing with my mud duck, you know what I'm saying? He comforted me during a very time, okay? He was.
Where's your mud duck now? Still my mud ducking?
Is married to another mud duck.
And they got mud, and they making baby mud ducks.
They got mud ducklings. They got mud ducklings.
The mud ducklings.
They got mud ducklings. Okay. All right. Mud ducklings. Okay. There you have it. Mud ducks. It produces mud ducklings.
I love it. Absolutely love it. I can't.
So now when I see two chicken nuggets and mud ducks and ugly people, I know what kind of kids they producing. Mud ducks.
Little mud ducklings, little moon crickets, you know.
And chicken fingers.
I hate the moon crickets.
Gerbils, guinea pigs, you know, and Bigfoots, you know, and all that.
Yeah. Yeah, that's how it go.
I just say to all of you people out there who are questionably in the face, just try to mate with your own kind. That's all I'm saying. Keep the race going. We don't need a duck mixed with moon cricket. Let's just stick with your kind.
Absolutely. There's nothing wrong with it. You know what I'm saying? It's okay. You can be a mud duck. Mud ducks, they make money, got good credit.
They need love too.
And it's a lot of virgins with mud ducks too. So, Lord
Jesus, fix it.
Virgins.
Ain't nobody touched it. You're good.
I'm so disturbed in my spirit. Close the show,
Jeff. Okay. You know what?
You're good.
I don't do this.
All I can keep saying, I just keep telling myself, I asked for it.
You good?
He hasn't changed a bit. Matter of fact, he's gotten a little worse.
He got worse because now. I can't.
As your friend upgraded the chicken tenders now. He's got, you know, he has a bigger piece of bread now. He's now upgraded the chicken tenders.
So absolutely.
Saucy, you know.
So okay, I like the chicken tenders.
You want to be fancy, right?
Yeah, he's very saucy, sassy, because, you know, he's upgraded. Chicken tenders, onion.
Absolutely.
Coins, you know. Got out that right, whole nugget phase, so, you know, he's feeling some type of way. So.
You know.
Yeah. Putting that chicken nugget on my resume. I ain't with that.
But at least you got more chicken tenders and chicken tenderloins on there than chicken nuggets.
We don't want no chicken nuggets. We don't have chicken nuggets, okay? We have salmon.
He pays $1,000 to go find out your path.
Hey, y'all,
$1,000 to say, girl, go dig them up.
Now, Jeff, don't play. You know how women is. They can find out anything.
Oh, well, listen.
Yeah.
They can go dig them up. Just leave them. Just when you dig them up, just put them back where you found them. Okay.
Jeffrey, missing you, girl.
Eat them up. Leave.
Close the show, Jeff.
Anyway,
close the show, Jeff.
Anyway, yeah, man, I just want to thank everybody again just for, you know, the love and the support. The past 5 years, we're looking to continue to do what we need to do. Listen, we're on the road to 200. Our 200th episode is coming up real soon, and looking to have a phenomenal show on that. I'm just grateful just for the love, the team, and just what we do to support each other and in our lives, our journeys, and our endeavors. But the Jeff Brown Show definitely has come a long way. With the help of God being first, our team, but more importantly, the listeners, we appreciate you near and far. We're reaching people in Africa, England. We're reaching people, you know, right here from Cleveland. We're in Atlanta. We're in California, you know, wherever, we're seeing you and you're tuning in and you're downloading and you're subscribing. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you from the bottom of my heart. And with that said, you know, I always close the show out with, what did you learn? So Sassy, what did you learn today since you are a special guest?
I just learned that you are still crazy. And Darvio, you trying to keep them together, but it ain't working. Coco keep them together sometimes, but sometimes she encourages the shenanigans. You are Coco, still crazy.
Coco, what did you learn?
What did Coco, I learn today?
Yeah, what did you learn?
I learned today that the chicken nugget is the most disrespected food item on the menu.
Darvio, what did you learn?
Not more respect.
Chicken nuggets are a little disrespected, aren't they, nowadays, aren't they? Darvio, what did you learn today?
I've learned that you've upgraded to chicken tenders instead of chicken nuggets.
And yes. I learned that Darvio got a side of chitlins waiting on him right now after the show. And
stupid.
When I saw
fix it, Jesus.
Yes. That man ain't never said fix it, Jesus on this show. My God. Hey, with that said, we love you. God love you.
Oh, I missed that one.
Hey, Darvio ain't never said fix it, Jesus. First time. In the five years of the show, this man went to Jesus. That man will never get religious on no platform. That man said fix it, Jesus, for the first time in the history of this show. This man said fix it, Jesus. I've done my job. I've done it. I took him over the edge. I pushed him to Jesus.
Yeah. Only the Lord can fix you, brother.
And all I can say is, God loves you. I love you. We love you. And there's nothing in the world you can do about it. Till next time. Peace.
This has been a presentation of the FCB Podcast Network, where real talk lives. Visit us online at fcbpodcasts.com.